This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Newly elected Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav takes oath of office in secrecy. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda taking vote of confidence from House of Representatives today. And Chinese President Xi Jinping on his way to Russian capital Moscow today on a voyage of friendship. Now the news in detail. Newly elected Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav has received the oath of office in secrecy. President Ramchandra Potel administered the oath of office in secrecy to newly elected Vice President Yadav amidst a special ceremony at the office of President Sital Niwas today. Yadav was elected the Vice President of the country on March 17th. Present on the occasion were Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Speaker Debraj Khimire, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina, former President Dr. Rambaran Yadav, outgoing Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun, former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva and Madhav Kumar Nepal, and ex-chairperson of the Council of Minister Kilraj Rekmi. Likewise, Deputy Prime Minister, ministers, lawmakers, chiefs of constitutional bodies, high-ranking government officials, security agencies chiefs, representatives from diplomatic missions in Nepal, leaders of different political parties and journalists were also present on the occasion. Meanwhile, outgoing Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun has congratulated the newly elected Vice President Ramshai Prasad Yadav. Issuing a statement today, he wished Vice President Yadav success for his tenure. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda is taking vote of confidence from the House of Representatives today. Dahal is taking vote of confidence from the lower house parliament, second time after assuming the prime ministerial berth. Assistant spokesperson of the parliament, Secretariat Dashrath Dhamala, informed that Prime Minister Dahal is scheduled to take vote of trust from the House of Representatives meeting which will convene today. A situation was emerged for the Prime Minister to secure a vote of confidence with the erstwhile ruling coalition partners, CPN-UML and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, quitting the government when there was disagreement in regard to the elections to pick the President and Vice President. There is a constitutional provision that the Prime Minister should take vote of confidence within 30 days after political parties partnering in the government withdrew support. Inconsistent with the provision, the incumbent Prime Minister has to take vote of confidence within March 26. It may be noted that chairperson of CPN Maoist Centre, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, was appointed the Prime Minister of Nepal on 25 December 2022. The partners of new coalition formed of late in the context of presidential and vice presidential elections have agreed to give vote of confidence to Prime Minister Dahal, along with CPN Maoist Centre, Nepali Congress, Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Janata Samajwadi Party, Unified Socialist, Janamat Party, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party, Nagarik Unmukti Party and Rashtriya Janamorcha, among others, are expected to support Prime Minister Dahal in securing vote of confidence. Prime Minister Dahal needs 138 votes for securing trust from the parliament. The government has decided not to implement the decision of a thematic committee under the Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development to cut subsidy on chemicals fertilizers. A cabinet meeting held today at the Office of Prime Minister and Council of Ministers agreed to halt the ministry's decision to cut the subsidy and keep it unchanged. As a result, prices of chemical fertilizers remains unchanged. According to spokesperson of the government and Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, the meeting felt the need for a detailed study on the issue before taking any further decision about the reduction of subsidy. The government has taken measures for further systematizing the subsidy entitled to farmers for the purchase of chemical fertilizers. Prior to this, the Fertilizer Supplies and Distribution Management Committee under the minister decided to cut the subsidy to farmers for the purchase of chemical fertilizers. The Trivun University, TU, has sought the completion of free student union election in all its constituent and affiliated campuses before upcoming March 26. TU Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Dharmakanta Baskota has directed to those campuses where the election was halted on March 19 the schedule fixed for the election to ensure it before the given date in view of the TU exam schedule beginning from March 26. As he said, TU exams have been scheduled to take place from March 26 and the election should not hamper exam timetables. Campuses, political parties, students' unions and local administration have been urged to sort out mutual disputes and create an atmosphere for holding the election before the exam begins. As he said, despite the halting of election in some campuses over general disputes, it was largely peaceful at most of the campuses. It may be noted that the election has been halted in 13 campuses out of 62 constituent colleges. It is the election held after 14 years witnessed enthusiastic participation of students. Though the election is biannual, it has been irregular since 2065 BS. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Chinese President Xi Jinping, who is due to arrive in Moscow later today for talks, has called for a rational way out of the Ukraine crisis but has acknowledged it will not be easy to reach a solution. Writing in a daily newspaper published by the Russian government, Chinese President Xi said discussions could be based on China's 12-point proposal for a political settlement published last month. Xi added that the paper reflected as much as possible the views of the global community. Xi's visit to Moscow in his first since Putin sent Russian troops to Ukraine in February 2022, with Beijing casting itself as a neutral party even after it reaffirmed its close tie with its northern neighbor. The Chinese president will be the first world leader to meet Putin since the International Criminal Court, ICC, issued an arrest warrant against him last week. Putin has welcomed China's willingness to play a constructive role in ending the conflict in Ukraine and has high expectations of today's talks with Xi. Iran has said Saudi Arabia has invited Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi for an official visit, just over a week since the countries agreed to restore diplomatic relations. The invitation is said to have come in a letter from King Salman, but has not yet been confirmed by the Saudis. The Middle East's recent history has been dominated by hostility between the two nations. China brokered the thaw, which could reshape the region's geopolitics. Both Iran and Saudi Arabia have announced they will reopen embassies within 2 months and re-establish trade and security relations. This development was cautiously welcomed by many, including the US and the United Nations, after previous attempts at reconciliation were unsuccessful. Iran has also expressed a willingness to resume or improve relations with other regional Arab rivals, including Jordan and the United Arab Emirates. The leader of the Taliban has ordered Afghan officials to sack relatives they have hired to government positions. Hibatullah Akhundzada's decrees say officials should replace appointed sons or other family members and refrain from hiring relatives in future. The Taliban dismissed some senior staff when they took power in 2021 while others fled. There have been allegations that inexperienced staff have been hired based on their personal connections. The Afghan Islamic Press, based in Peshawar, Pakistan, reported that the decree followed allegation that several senior Taliban officials had appointed their sons to rule within the government. Afghanistan has faced a deepening economic and humanitarian crisis since the Taliban swept into Kabul and regained control of the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the country now has the impact of westerly wind along with local wind system, and it has resulted in partial to general changes in weather situations across the country. According to the division, rainfall with thunderstorms and lightning is now occurring in some parts of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces. In the afternoon today, light to moderate rainfall with thunders and lightning is predicted in some mountainous areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Pashim provinces. Likewise, there will be general to complete changes in the weather system during the day today. According to the weather forecasting bulletin published by the division, there are chances of rain with thunder and lightning in some areas of mountainous belt and Tarai region with occurrence of partial changes across the country tonight. Kathmandu Valley has witnessed general changes since early this morning and there is likelihood of light rainfall in Kathmandu in the afternoon. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly elected Vice President Ram Sai Prasad Yadav takes oath of office in secrecy. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda taking vote of confidence from House of Representatives today. And Chinese President Xi Jinping on his way to Russian capital Moscow today on a voyage of friendship. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.